I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Brian DeAugustine, superintendent of the Nice Community Schools. We talked about facilities in the school district, including the digital design lab and the theater, and some potential facility expansion that may be in the plans as the year continues. Here's more on what's going on with facilities at the Nice Community Schools with Superintendent Brian DeAugustine.
The theater especially, you know, we put it through its paces just before we went on holiday break with a, you know, a showing of The Tempest, which is our Shakespearean production for this first semester that's wrapping up. I think we have one performance left for our elementary students, and middle school students are going to come over and give it a look. We had some improv shows in there, which, you know, were well attended. And then, of course, the winter holiday choral and band concerts. We had a number of performances in there. So learned a lot about the sound system and the, you know, exactly how to stage the different productions. So that's been good. And we'll continue to schedule performances up in there for the upcoming semester. The digital design lab, we're still outfitting that with technology. The space space itself has been completed now for a while, and the kids really seem to like it. But we'll be, you know, housing 3D printers in there, and you know, continuing to upgrade the technology that's part of it.
When you have that kind of a facility, how much does that, in your opinion, work on getting the mind going for the student to go, I want to check this out?
You know, it really, the physical aspects of school are more important, I think, than people sometimes realize. You know, there are lots of studies out there that show that if kids feel as though they're well taken care of and that they have a nice, clean, new space to, you know, pursue their studies, that really helps them achieve academically. And, you know, sometimes it's something that you don't think about, but, you know, schools, we have a lot of wear and tear. We bring in, you know, 1,200 bodies every day just in the student population, you know, in and out of our different buildings, plus all the adults associated with their care. And it's really important to keep those facilities maintained. And it's been great for us. You know, that's the sinking fund that we have that's supported by the community. It was a $1.5 million project, and it was paid for out of that fund. And it just shows that our school family is really interested in taking care of our kids to the best of our ability.
Talking about facilities, there's a potential for some expansion, as I understand it. Tell me what you are looking at from the administrative side.
Yes, our board's you know, being very careful. This has been about an 18-month process so far, maybe even a little more than that. We've really been exploring, you know, what we should do in terms of expanding and enhancing our facility. And I know sometimes people roll their eyes when athletics come up, but you know, we have about 250 athletes on average a season just from our home athletes that, you know, are using our two gymnasiums and the four locker rooms that we have. When you inject all the different visiting athletes for the different events, you know, when, especially in the winter season, when you're talking, you know, basketball games for freshman JV and varsity at both the girls and boys, plus our swimming events, our wrestling events, and everything else that happens in our gyms, it's really difficult. You know, we have kids who come in as early as 6 a.m, and some of our practices don't wrap up until 10 p.m. And then trying to get everybody in, you know, through the shower facilities and, you know, everything that's involved in athletics, we're really taking a serious look at, you know, potentially expanding and possibly building a new gym and adding some locker rooms. That would go outside of our sinking fund abilities. You know, it would be a little over $4 million to do that. So our board is exploring a potential bond referendum. We're being very careful. We want to make sure it's something that we actually need, not just something that we want. And we want to be sure that it's something that the school community and our surrounding community, something that they feel is a worthwhile expenditure. So we'll be exploring that here in January and deciding whether or not we want to pursue it for a potential spring ballot initiative.
That's the comments of Brian DeAugustine, superintendent of the Nice Community Schools. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.